think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Skews Day to you. It is March 8th, 2022. I'm Trey Crowder, and that's Mark Agee. What's up, Mark?
What's up, Trey? My wife's out of town, so I've gone feral. That's fun.
Yeah, always a good time. You got pants on?
Basketball shorts, buddy.
Nobody's got to know. Yeah.
Work from home.
Right. That's the beauty of it.
By the way, if everybody doesn't stop trying to convince everyone to voluntarily not work from home, I'm going to fucking lose it. It was just like, there's been all this chat, like Joe Biden, like gas prices are through the roof, and he's insane week is like, we all got to go back to the office. It's like, how about we don't? How about we keep traffic?
I don't know if you saw it. I didn't know this was going to come up, so I don't have like the pictures handy for Matt or anything, but I saw a thing that was getting passed around from some like corporation, like an office job in like Chicago or somewhere like that, that had all these like posters made for their employees coming back to work in the office for the first time in forever. Right when you walk in the office, they got these posters, and it was stuff like, do you miss your sweatpants yet? And I bet your dog misses you right now. And it was just like, just rubbing their face in it. Like, you just, we want the first thing you feel when you come back into the office to be extreme resentment toward us and what we are making your life be right now. Like, that's how we can up productivity, is by making everyone feel even worse than they already do about being back here. It's crazy.
Look, not everybody can work from home, right? I understand that's a huge luxury. To be able to do that. For me personally, it allows me to spend more. I can work all day while I pet my dog and kiss my wife and not have to commute. And it's awesome.
Oh, look at that. Matt found them right there.
God, what assholes. But like, just talking about traffic, the people who do have to go to the office, still have to go to office or go to a place where they work, a factory or a store or whatever. Think about how much better it is for them that I'm not in traffic in front of them.
For sure. Right?
But like the idea that like the mayor of New York said some really dumb shit. He's basically like, I understand he's talking about the tax base and how like Manhattan's a ghost town because nobody lives in Midtown Manhattan. It's just like off lunch places and coffee places and the people have to work there. Absolutely. But like when the middle of Detroit got hollowed out by shipping auto jobs overseas, the government yelled at everyone to learn how to code. Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And in capitalism does this to most other industries. It's like creative destruction. We all got to learn how to live with it. It's progress. It's new times, right? And I'm for stuff that would allow people to transition to new lives while the economy adjusts. Stuff like universal basic income, a better social safety net, child care, government run health care that's free at the point of service. These politicians are not fucking for that. And they're doing this all to protect commercial real estate. And all our major cities in the middle of a housing crisis, convert some of that commercial real estate into places to live. Yeah. You're solving two problems at once. And the Midtown Manhattan will have businesses again. And it's just like the one that drove me crazy. There was like a law firm in Houston that announced they're bringing everybody back to the office because their clients are all oil companies and they want to help support their clients.
You talking about like driving, like we need more people out on the road because we work for big oil and gas.
You work for Exxon.
Transparency.
Yeah. So you work for Exxon, which means they pay you. But now you're making your employees who don't get profit sharing pay Exxon.
Yeah,
so Exxon has more money to pay you.
Oh, buddy, they would bring back the company stove tomorrow if they could, you know, where you just get company credit. Walmart does that sometimes, right? You get like they'll pay at least part of it, part of people's salary in like a Walmart card. So they buy their shit at Walmart.
I mean, Amazon's trying versions of that. And like, I mean, it's we're all Tennessee Henry Ford at this point, right?
Yeah.
I sold to the company like another 16 day.
16 tons. Yeah.
What do you get? Another day
older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, because I can't go. Oh, my soul to the company store.
Yeah,
it sounds a banger.
Classic ditty about being a wage slave. Quality of life, like, the thing that drives me crazy is I saw a study years ago that nothing correlates to general happiness and health more than, like, a short commute, which makes sense. Because it's like you get less back pain from sitting in your car, more time to exercise, spend with your family, walk your dog, cook your meals. There's no commute shorter than no commute. I fucking love it. The thing – oh, God. Anyway.
So a lot of these companies, they had like record years and stuff. Like it's not – like I remember when I worked my office job when I was getting started in comedy. We've talked about it before. It was for the U.S. Department of Energy. And I remember back then every now and then somebody would bring up the idea of maybe working from home, maybe a couple days a week. And, dude, that management never wanted to hear a word of it. It was always like, you know, it was that same thing where it's like talking about giving poor people more money. Like, why? So you could spend it on drugs. Like, they just don't have any trust in people at all because it was just like, we know what you'll do if you work from home. You'll just sit there and eat cereal, play with your wiener all day, and you won't do your job. But then they've been working from home for 2 years, and you know, the Oak Ridge National Laboratory didn't explode or nothing. Like, everything, they're still trucking along pretty good, and now they're going to let people continue to work from home. So, you know, obviously not all that bad, but some places are not going to go along with that because they just can't stomach the idea of people being more, you know, content with their lives.
You got a bunch of people, rich people's money mixed up in commercial real estate, but also like there's a whole class of middle manager types whose whole job was to walk around the office saying stuff like working hard or hardly working, and they got nothing to do.
Yeah.
And Lumberg. Really nervous.
Lumberg from Office Lumberg. Space.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill Lumberg is the word I'm nervous that people are going to realize they don't do shit. So it's like, I do my job. I know what I need to do. I get it done in my own time, and it's fucking fine. So,
and I've heard people talk about this. I think we talked about it on a long ago episode, but like the idea of like, oh, you know, they're just going to start exploiting this as soon as they can. Like, yeah, now that they let people work from home, they're going to be, you know, outsourcing this work to people who live in places where it's dirt cheap so they can pay people less to do the same job and whatever, and they'll figure out ways to screw people over. Sure. And it's like, well, what do you, you know, what, like – What are we supposed to do? just give up? Like, we should try for things that improve upon the current situation. And then if they screw everybody over, which they probably will, what else is new? You know,
the thing that drives me crazy, somebody was like, well, people are more productive in office. It's like, yeah, but like productivity becomes like if the company isn't dumping a shit ton of money into an office size hole in the ground, so we can all pretend that doing spreadsheets in the same room with other people is a good use of our time. Then we can all be less. You can take a 2-hour lunch. Right. The company still makes more money. I don't fucking understand. People drive me nuts.
I did want to ask you about one thing that was in our outline that we may or may not get to because it affects me personally. You put something in there about Hertz rental car is like getting people arrested for theft or something. Because I travel a lot. We've rented a lot of cars. Mm-hmm. I'm certain we have used Hertz on multiple occasions. You tell me there's a warrant out for my arrest in Appleton, Wisconsin right now or something like that.
Yeah, the literal headline on the story is if you've rented a car from Hertz, there could be a warrant out for your arrest.
Sweet.
What Hertz was doing, speaking of people being super, super productive at the office, if Hertz misplaced your paperwork or forgot to put an entry that you extended your rental or just like one employee parked your car in the wrong numbered spot and another employee couldn't find it, they would just fucking report it stolen. To the tune of like almost 4,000 people a year, they were filing reports on.
What? And
This all came out because there's a class action suit filed on a bunch of people whose lives got fucking ruined by being arrested for stealing rental cars they had paid for renting and taking back. Hertz is apparently so infamous for this that a couple police departments stopped taking reports from them because it's like, look around your lot. I'm not fucking. Yeah.
Did you check the back corner, motherfucker? Because that's where it was last time. Okay.
Yeah. Side note, one time when I was in college, I was a freshman year of college. I loaned my truck to my buddy to go make a beer run. My buddy with the fake ID, everybody had one of those, right? And he took it back. The weekends you could park behind the dorm, but he took it back to the student lot as a favor to me. I woke up the next morning, hungover. Truck wasn't in the lot behind a thing. I reported it stolen to the campus police. Now, when I went and told them, they're like, did you look for it? And I was like, yeah. And they go like, did you check the student lot? And I go like, I don't need to. It was behind the dorm. And they go, are you sure it's behind the dorm? Because you drunk fucking college kids.
Yeah.
Report your car stolen all the time. We find them in the lot. Like, nope. It was definitely stolen. Anyway, fast forward to 2 hours later, like it's in the lot. So, yeah.
They actually went and looked and found it for you.
Yeah. They did.
Probably out of spite. Cause they were just like, we're going to show this little dumbass. Like, you know, I just drove straight to the lot, stopped for donuts. That's why it took even 2 hours. Just went straight there. Just like, yep, there we go.
Yeah. So Hertz, the funny thing that this all came out because of the lawsuit, like I said. So Hertz tried to keep the numbers. They tried to say that how many police reports they were filing a year was sensitive, like corporate information they didn't want their competitors to have, which is really funny. The judge is like, nah, it's not. It doesn't matter if Dollar Rent-A-Car knows how many cars you're fake reporting stolen every year. Fuck off that bullshit. So anyway, like this one woman spent like a year in jail for a car that she hadn't stolen. Another guy like lost his job and he was going to run for office, but then couldn't because it's a felon. Like they fucked up a lot of people's shit. Man.
That's crazy. Like at 4,000 a year. Well, anyway, they'll not be getting my business, Mark. I could tell you that much right now. You know,
yeah.
I'll go down there to Thrifty. That's what I'll do. I don't know what this accent or voice is I'm doing. Just seems like the type of person who would make statements like that. Anyway. Let's get into it. With us, as always, is producer Matt. This is Weekly Skews. Couple quick reminders for everybody. First, if you're vaccinated and want to see me live, you can go to wellreadcomedy.com. Had a great show in Knoxville this past weekend. We got some really fun ones coming up in April, so come and see us, please. And the second thing I want to remind you about is me, Matt, and Mark. We have started a Skews Patreon. For those of you who just cannot get enough, we sure do appreciate you. You can go to weeklyskews.com/more. Or just look me up on Patreon, however you want to do it, and sign up for that extra Skews content. We've done 2 bonus episodes so far. We're doing another bonus episode this week on the pretty cozy relationship many Republican congresspeople have with white nationalists, Nazis, people who think Jews are on the moon, running the world, those type of guys. Yeah, they like to play golf together. In particular, we're going to look at Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar and how everybody just seems to be kind of okay with that thing. So that's this week's Patreon episode. Consider hollering at us on there. We would appreciate it. All right. As for the show tonight, as war rages on in Ukraine, American conservatives are keeping up their own crusade in our country's classrooms. And that's a fight which, much like our school kids, if Republicans have their way, just keeps getting dumber and dumber. And we got a lot more fun stuff for you, too, on the Skews tonight. But let's go ahead and get started with the Daily Dumbass. Matt, graphic, please. Tonight's DD, Joe Diffie, may he rest in peace, for not having a more concrete and memorable foreign policy platform. That's right. Let's hear from Madison Cawthorn right now.
Mr. Speaker, when the United States military shows up, kings and kingdoms fall to their knees. As the great philosopher Toby Keith once said, we put a boot in their ass. It's the American way. Our military preeminence is unmatched. Our brand is done.
Mark, I would say to Congressman Cawthorn, in the words of esteemed thought leader Nelly, you ain't from Russia, so bitch, why are you Russian? Okay, just pump the brakes. Pump the brakes on all this war machine talk. All right, slow down a little bit. But yeah, I can't believe this guy's being a little irrational and extreme.
I don't know when we went from American troops are tough to American troops are pussies in the right wing, but apparently pretty quick. And when Russia invaded, there was a bunch of triumphalism on the right about how, like, oh, the woke Ukrainian American military industrial complex is not their ass kicked by the Russians because they don't have pronouns in their bio.
Yep. That was, I was just in Knoxville, the mayor of Knox County, who is famed mute demonic pro wrestler Kane.
Yeah.
He's Mayor Kane now. He tweeted, like, anybody on the woke is surprised about Putin. Yeah, open your eyes. Might makes right. This is what happens. Putin don't care about your pronouns and all this stuff. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about right now?
These guys, first of all, they don't even understand why the American military is so fucking terrifying, right? Like, Russia invaded a country it borders. And their trucks are running out of gas after like 25 miles, and their tires are all flat. The point Ukrainian farmers are dragging trucks away on the tractors, clowning them, right? Now, think about that in comparison to the U.S. military, which for right or wrong, I think it was a bad idea, was able to fly a bunch of vehicles to Afghanistan, which is however many tens of thousands of miles away, keep them fueled up, never ran out of stuff, keep the troops fed, keep their payroll going. It's like, it's logistics that make them fucking terrifying. When other countries look at us, their ability to do that, it's absolutely amazing and awe-inspiring, right? In a bad way. China has one aircraft carrier, I think. Like, they literally could not invade us, even if we dismantled our entire military tomorrow, China wanted to invade us, they'd be doing it with, like, cruise ships and stuff. They don't have the stuff to get here, all right? That's why there's all that old canard that, like, amateurs study tactics, professionals study logistics, right? There's an old military expression in America. It's not because the pronouns of the person driving the huge airplane that can haul 40 tanks. That has no bearing on how afraid people are of us. And all these people are fucking idiots, and they don't even have any idea what they're talking about. And
So the argument is that because we're woke, we are pussies, which means we couldn't win a war. And Russia, they're not woke, so they're badass and will win a war. And that's pretty much what it comes down to.
Yeah. Our military are all college boys.
Got it.
I mean,
okay.
Remember last year when a dumbass Florida Congress, Matt Gaetz, was a got in a fight with a chairman of the Joint Chiefs and basically called him a pussy because he'd read books on white supremacy. And it's like, I don't know, man. I guess, you know what? Let's agree with them. The entire U.S. military is terrible and we should cut their funding.
Spend it on medicine. But yeah, Cawthorn's not the only one with a novel take on the situation. Our first honorable mention here is Lindsey Graham, who had an idea that no one on earth has ever had or thought before until he became the first person to bravely say it. Let's hear it right here, Matt.
How does this end? Somebody in Russia has to step up to the plate. Is there Brutus in Russia? Is there more successful Colonel Stauffenberg in the Russian military?
The only way
this ends, my friend, is for somebody in Russia to take this guy out. You would be doing your country a great service and the world a great service.
Okay. So he's advocating for somebody to assassinate Putin, right? That July 1944 plot where they tried to assassinate Hitler. You get different reads on the motivations of that, but Hitler was a bad military commander. For whatever reason, Americans choose, like, just look at you, Robert E. Lee, and you just think of him as a military genius, because obviously otherwise, how could he arise to where he was? But, like, they were trying to kill Hitler, a lot of them, because they wanted to win the war, not because they thought the war was bad.
Right.
And Hitler was an impediment.
They were like, we need a better Hitler, man. Like, we got to take Hitler out so we can get, like, super Hitler in there. Then we can really start going off.
So, in this context, I guess what he wants is for someone to assassinate Putin and install someone who will launch the nukes. Anyway, don't go on TV as a legislator for democracy and advocate for assassinating other heads of state.
First of all, just a general rule of thumb.
Yeah.
But I also, I just think it's funny thinking that like any of the sort of, you know, the people, the would-be usurpers in Russia that are hating how all this is going, that they're looking around like, dude, this is fucking terrible. He's running us into the ground. What are we going to do? And then somebody's like, well, did you see what Lindsey Graham said? Like, listen, I know it sounds crazy, but he was saying somebody should just kill him and then he'll be dead and it won't be a problem anymore. And they're all just, it's like when people tell me, I should, you know, host Saturday Night Live or something. You know what I mean? Have you thought about doing that? Maybe do that. It's like, damn, you're right. I should do that. I never thought about that before. But I don't think that, you know, Lindsey Graham suggesting it is the reason that it hasn't been done yet. But in addition to the fact that it's very stupid, yeah, he ought not be publicly advocating for executions and whatnot.
I'll advocate for it. Yeah. I wish somebody in Russia would kill Putin. Every
sure, of course. Me too. But
I am not in the. I am not a CIA shill, nor am I, you know, in fucking in government. But like, you're operating in a Russian information environment where right. they deeply suspect everybody is on the CIA payroll.
Right.
And any movement against Putin would be called a CIA front. It is not exactly helpful to have an American official on TV recorded telling the Russian military or politicians to move against Vladimir Putin. It's definition of not fucking helping. So,
you know what else is the definition of not fucking helping? What Marco Rubio did in a Zoom call where he shared an image of Ukrainian President Zelensky, which, you know, he really ought not done. He faced a little backlash for that. But yeah, of course so. But not if you had not to hear Marco Rubio tell it. Mark, listen, he's got a full-on defense for it, prepared and ready to go. It was simply misunderstood. That's all it was. We want to hear the reason Marco Rubio committed this intelligence gaffe here. Then let's hear it from the man himself, if you've got the clip ready, Matt.
You tweeted a photo of Zelensky during the virtual meeting. Democratic Congressman Dean Phillips said that the Ukrainian ambassador had explicitly asked lawmakers not to share anything on social media until after the meeting ended, just for Zelensky's security. Is that true? Was it a mistake for you to tweet that picture?
Well, first of all, she asked that like 30 minutes into the call after I had already done it. The second is I think she's under the impression that no one knew that call was happening. You know, that call had been widely reported. Actually, the specific time had been reported. There were over 300 people on it. All the call details had been emailed.
All right.
So there was nothing secure about that.
It's not... First of all, I seriously doubt that as scared as Zelensky's people are, that they waited half an hour into this call to announce that you shouldn't post the picture. And also, he's being really obtuse right there. And I think the chair, the guy who sits in the Senate Intelligence Committee, as would understand this better. So he's fucking. You can also consider him fucking lying, because it's not that the call took place. The Russia. Zelensky's been doing Zoom calls with Russia too. They might recognize the fucking location.
Right.
That's what the picture has. There's also like lots of stuff you can do with pictures that I'm not smart enough to do, but a lot of even like, are you familiar with Bellingcat, Trek?
No. Bellingcat? Right. No, I don't think so.
Bellingcat bills itself as like a publicly sourced intelligence operation fighting against Russia. They operate out of the UK. A lot of people say they're cutouts for American and British intelligence, like MI5 and the CIA, the same way that like WikiLeaks kind of was for Russia. It doesn't matter. The point is they show their work. And they've done stuff like they're the ones who proved that it was actually Russian soldiers in Crimea in 2014. And they did this by searching Russian social media and finding selfies that Russian special forces had posted. They were also able to track Russian troop movements through social media,
right?
Geolocate it by making physical references to picture maps. There's lots of stuff you can do that doesn't even count the metadata and all the stuff embedded in computer transmissions. This is a situation where like literally Russian special forces and Russian mercenaries working for the Wagner Group are wandering around Kyiv looking to assassinate the entire presidential line of succession for Ukraine. So even if you think their fears are a little overblown, Marco Rubio, it's not your fucking ass in the line. Just shut the fuck up and don't clout chase with your dumb picture showing how important you are in a meeting with the president of Ukraine.
I feel like most people on the internet, if they've been paying attention at all, know that, you know, it's been blasted all over the place not to like share or post anything that involves any sort of like Ukrainian military, like no kind of social media posts showing Ukrainian soldiers doing something rad or whatever, right? But where you can tell anything about where they're at or what's going on, you know, like for this exact reason, because they're definitely watching every bit of it all the time, you know.
Yeah.
That's their whole deal, man.
Do you remember that cyber.
They're even better at cyber than Barron Trump is, I've heard some people say. Russia is.
Do you remember when that Russian expat got poisoned to death, assassinated on British soil?
Yes.
It was Bellingcat that solved that one, too. And what they did was they took pictures from British CCTV, you know, the security cameras. And they searched the Russian internet. They found the main military academy where Russian intel, where GRU operatives go. And they searched yearbooks through that. And they were able to backtrack. They went through Facebook groups and found, like, there's like, there's stuff you can do on the internet, even without capabilities of state intelligence. They would easily reveal people's locations using stuff like pictures.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah. I couldn't contribute nothing to that whole endeavor. I'd just be standing over somebody's shoulder like, enhance.
Yeah.
Click, click, enhance. That's how this works, right? That's all I know about it. Yeah. Let's see. Rubio's not the only one acting up in the Zoom calls. You've also got Rick Scott, who was personally reprimanded. At one point, this is a tweet from Alan Rappaport. At one point during his emotional presentation, Zelensky paused to ask one of the American lawmakers to mute themselves. Senator Rick Scott, please mute your mic, he said.
I was on a Zoom, on a conference call once where somebody forgot to mute themselves and you heard a toilet flush. Mm-hmm. Our Congress is doing this during war.
Right. With the president of Ukraine specifically, you know what I mean? It's not like some lower level intelligence briefing type of thing, which would still be shitty, but it's Zelensky himself. And yeah, like you said, Rick Scott's like taking a piss or can't get his dog to calm down or whatever's going on.
As a guy who writes, this is a weird thing for me to say as a guy who writes dick jokes for a living, but we're not a serious fucking country. And I find it there were congressmen suggesting last night on various shows that we, instead of in lieu of a no-fly zone, which by the way is a terrible idea, that there's no way to enforce a no-fly zone without NATO planes, including U.S. jets, shooting down Russian Air Force, which is not.
Right. The whole no-fly zone thing. Like Zelensky, I get why he has to ask for it. I get that, you know, but like a no-fly zone, that's literally just starting war, right?
Yes.
Because the only way to enforce a no-fly zone is to, like you just said, shoot their asses down, which would be us or NATO joining the war formally at that point. So,
well, Zelensky knows he's not getting a no-fly zone. He asked for a no-fly zone, so then when he follows it up, we'll at least give us fighter jets.
Planes.
It's a compromised position.
Right. Yeah, so, negotiations 101, man.
Yeah.
Come in high.
Yeah. So, but like there were people, like congressmen, suggesting that we, in lieu of a no-fly zone, we use a countrywide EMP weapon to knock Russian jets out of the sky, which is electromagnetic pulse. To like if you don't know, electromagnetic pulse is like it stops electronics from working.
Right.
The technology does not exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not
Louis Gohmert that pitched that.
Yeah.
Or he's probably like, y'all know that, you know that device from the documentary Batman Begins where it vaporizes the entire area's water supply in an instant?
Yeah.
Well, have we thought about sending one of those over there? Surely we got somebody roll one of those out, something like that, or perhaps really big laser beams. Anybody looking into laser beams? Can we start teleporting soldiers in and out, something like that, some kind of rift we could open up to send supplies in and out of? Are we talking about any of this stuff?
Maybe we can do airstrikes with our cloaking shields, Trey. That way they won't see the Russian jets. But like there is, when I said that we don't have the technology to do that, it's not totally true. The one we can do that is by detonating an atmospheric nuke.
Right.
Nuclear bombs put off EMPs.
It's like a side effect of a nuke, right? Yeah.
So don't do that either.
No, less than ideal. But of course, their big guy, their number one orange daddy, he's got his thoughts on it too, which he's only sharing with one man alone. Famed drunken golf pro John Daly. hit it, Matt.
Praise them.
Yeah.
Using all his nuclear power, it's like they're afraid of him. You know, he was a friend of mine. I got along great with him. I say, Vladimir, if you're doing, we're hitting Moscow. I said, we're going to hit Moscow. And he sort of believed me, like 5%, 10%. That's all you need. He never did it during my time, John, you know.
No.
They're all talking about it.
No, it's funny.
Did he do this during the last 4 years? Because he knew he couldn't.
It's funny how she didn't bother you either.
Yeah, no, she didn't bother me. And I told him the same thing. That'll be next.
Yeah. Whoever, you know,
you won't have any computer.
John Daly, I love his like attitude during the whole thing too. It's funny. It's like the former president talking to him about like, you know, surely classified discussions or whatever, like highly, high security level, high security clearance level information. This guy's just giving him. John Daly's just sitting there sipping on his whiskey, just like, yep, yeah, no, I know. It's wild. It's some shit now. Yep.
Yeah,
you got me talking to my mama sometimes when she's like rambling on about, you know, whatever the neighbor's up to or whatever. And I'm just on there like, yeah, I know. She crazy. I know.
He's annoying, a loser guy who drank himself out of professional golf, who's sitting there sipping on whiskey, eating cheese. And he's got him on speakerphone so he can like listen to this fucking dumbass. Like if you were like,
right.
Show, we're talking about this not being a serious country. If you want to like show a cartoonish moment that historians will look to,
yep,
the decline of a once sort of great nation, this is pretty perfect. Even Daily social media guy, they were talking about President Xi, but they transcribed it as S-H-E. So that's the level of effort that went into everything around this, including Trump's presidency. Right. And so Trump has been sharing a lot of thoughts lately. since
this is he great. Said,
so 2 weeks ago, we thought Putin was a savvy genius and was smart to invade, but he realized that doesn't look too great now. So now he's saying, of course, that what he was telling Daly was it true.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, Putin never would have fucked with Ukraine when he was president. But he pitched this idea. Trump mused to donors that we should take our F-22 planes, put the Chinese flag on them, and bomb the shit out of Russia, and then say China did it. We didn't do it. China did it. And then they will start fighting with each other, and we sit back and watch. Right. Now, a quick Google image search revealed the Chinese planes don't have flags on them. But that's not really even the point, because I don't know if you know this about planes, Trey, but they fly too high for you to see the flags.
Pretty high,
That's not how you tell whether an enemy jet is from. It's probably something more high level, like radar signature or like with a transponder. Say,
well, check this out, Mark. We send in tanks too, right? But we put really big mustaches on the front of them, about like a Groucho Marx mask, but for a tank. Mm-hmm. So they'll be like, we have no way of knowing what country that tank come from. He's clearly wearing a very elaborate disguise, that tank is. And so who are they going to blame for it? Probably China, but whoever, not us, not our problem. This is outside the box thinking, man. That's what we got here.
What if we send Joe Biden himself, would put a pair of glasses on him and no one will know he's the Clark Kent Superman situation? Or, I mean, there's like tons of like, but this is the perfect Trump plan, because like all Trump plans, it involves doing a stupid fraud, then just getting away with it.
That's so true. Every one of his ideas.
What if we just lied?
We just lied in a crazy way that everyone will see through, but then we'll just get away with it.
I was like, the idea that you have to pitch the American military on doing a false flag attack, the people behind you, remember the Maine, the Gulf of Tonkin, Iraq is WMD.
Right.
It's like, you don't have to, they thought of this, probably Trump already.
No, of course, yeah, because he's basically just been like, is there a way we could like attack them, but in secret? You know, and not the DOD and CIA and just everybody, they're like, holy shit, we should look into that. That would be great if we could do that and they didn't know. God damn, we need to get somebody on top of that. Top men working on these plots. No, he's a dipshit. All right, our last honorable mention here for Daily Dumbass. Russia, for a bunch of reasons, but in particular for not being prepared for Ukraine's special witch forces. But now, go ahead.
Before you play this, Trey, I've tried, like, this video is one speaking Ukrainian. If you do a better accent than me, the translation's right here. I feel like you should do the voiceover for this video to get the full effect.
Okay. Well, the video's in Ukrainian.
Right? Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to understand it, but I will translate it for you. Just play a little bit of it, Matt, just so everybody can see it. You don't have to play the whole thing, and then I'll translate what they said. This is Russian folks. Obviously, whatever it was. The joke landed, it played, but here's what the Ukrainian said to the Russian soldier. He said, "Do you know where you are? It's Konotop. Here, every second woman is witch. Tomorrow, you'll no longer be able to get your dick to stand." Apparently, they're known for their witches around there in Konotop. And this guy's letting them know, he's like, you shouldn't have fucked with Witch County, Ukraine, buddy. You're going to get cursed, get your balls cursed, get your butthole cursed, get all that cursed if you don't get out of here right now. But apparently, Mark, and I don't have the specifics of it, but that's a literary reference, apparently. Oh. Did you see that? It's like a famous book or novel or something like that set in that place, Konotop, that has to do with witches and whatnot. So it's like a big part of their thing.
Ukrainian rap genius to explain their disses at this point. You got to remember when this woman, she's threatening the gypsy, a witch attack. This is a part of the world where the Roma people, aka gypsies, are still really persecuted against.
Yeah.
So they've gone from in hiding to being like, we're fucking gypsies. We're out to get you, baby. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Let's get into it. Mark, let's talk about the conservatives' big classroom content crusade. I think mentioned at least at some point about Florida's big don't say gay bill. Well, it has passed the Florida Congress. So what's going on there?
So basically this law outlaws K through 12, essentially, I think, mentioning any non-heterosexual sexuality in the classroom. And you're also, I think, obligated to turn in any of your kids who come out to you. This is not good for a lot of reasons, but it's also just deeply hypocritical and weird, and it won't work. They're deputizing. It basically gives parents the right to sue teachers who mention, say a teacher's gay, kid sees a picture of the person with their partner, and they say, "Who's that? You got your arm around?" And they got to be like, "It's like it's 1956. It's my roommate Steve."
Right. I didn't even think about that, but yeah, you're right. Like they got to lie now. That's my roommate or whatever, because they could get sued for bringing up gay stuff in class. Yeah, it's pretty pretty ridiculous. It's also just very typical of them to sort of just like, you know, what's best to do about this thing that makes us uncomfortable is let's just try to convince ourselves it isn't real. Like if no one ever talks about it, if we make it illegal for them to talk about it, well, now it won't be real anymore after that, and we can all just stop worrying about it and go back to church or whatever.
The guy who wrote the bill, his name is a state senator,
Baxley?
Jeff Brandis. Does a Senate sponsor. The guy who wrote the bill is state senator Jeff Brandis. I'm the wrong guy. You're right, Brett Braxley. He said a bunch of dumb shit during the debate about the bill yesterday. It was kind of revelatory because his big beef and why he said he wrote the bill was that more and more kids are identifying as somewhere on the LGBT all the letters.
You're doing it.
Yeah, sorry. On the spectrum, and therefore it's because of a fad, and therefore they want to get kids to stop talking about it, essentially, because if you stop talking about it, it'll stop being cool, and therefore less kids will become gay or say they're gay.
Right.
But it's like, it's been a while since I was in high school, but I seriously doubt kids are pretending to be bi for clout. But even if they are, if there's some kid watched Euphoria and thought it was cool to like brand as bi, that what does that have? Why is it a fucking state issue?
Also, it's like, you know, one way to really shut a fad down or to change kids' opinions on what's cool or not is to disallow it or make it illegal. Have authority figures tell them that it's wrong. That'll really turn them in the other direction in terms of what they think is cool. You know what I'm saying? There was no faster way to make sure any given fad. Obviously, it's completely fucking ridiculous to imply that kids being gay is a fad. But I'm saying, like, as you said, even if that were the case, which is decidedly not, trying to ban it is not going to, you know, help anyway. So it's stupid from all directions. Like, it's horse shit.
Anybody that's got a grandparent that was left-handed knows that the teachers made them write with their right. They had to learn to write with their right hand, right? And if you look at a graph of people identifying as left-handed, it goes from zero in like 1900 to like 12% real fast in like 1940, and then it stayed at 12% ever since then. So what they're doing is they're looking at charts of more and more kids identifying as gay or bi or trans, ramping up as society becomes less mean to them. And instead of being like, oh, I guess they were gay or bi or trans the whole time, what they're saying is it's ramping up specifically because society's being less mean to them, so therefore we need to start being more mean to them.
You literally weren't allowed to be gay in this country, which is like what they, and they're like, yeah, and that was great. Everybody was happy then, things were good, everybody was white and rich, and it was the 50s and whatever. But like, course there were fewer people who were known to be homosexual in the past. It was way more dangerous in every way then. It's still dangerous now, but that's why it's such a terrible idea to move in any capacity back in that direction, which is that's sort of their whole deal. Back was good. Let's go there.
The opponents of the bill were making the point that like in more inclusive environments, less gay kids kill themselves. So this is, you're literally trying to get gay kids to kill themselves.
Yeah.
And that fell on deaf ears. But another part of this thing that's hypocritical is like Baxley was essentially saying that, like, if my kid comes home and says, I think I might be bi because of a lesson he was taught at school, I don't want to deal with that. Mm-hmm. Which is funny because this is the whole group of people who says, I don't want schools parenting my children. I want to parent my children. And he's saying, I don't want to, can you please parent my child? I don't want to fucking deal with this shit. You make my kid straight.
And it's like, you're going to force me to parent my child. God damn it. And we can't have that. You know, so it's just like, how about no one parent my child is what a lot of them are. And with many topics in general areas of parenting, that's literally exactly what they want. They just want it to not ever come up ever. Like, they'll just become adults and eventually die without ever learning about, I don't know, racism and gay people and whatever else they've added to the list. You know, buttholes are probably on there. If they're not now, they will be soon.
DeSantis' spokeswoman, a hateful dumbass by the name of Christina Pushaw, went on Twitter and called it. Says it's not a it was opponents that called it the "Don't Say Gay" bill, right? To brand it, just like
Republicans
did Obamacare, to like whatever, to make it go a bad taste in their mouth about it. She went on Twitter and said it's not a "Don't Say Gay" bill; it's an anti-grooming bill. Anyone opposed to the bill is, quote, probably a groomer. What she's doing is like going back to the old stereotype that all gay people are sexual predators.
Right.
The idea being like, if a kid goes to his teacher and is like, hey, I'm struggling because I can't know how to talk to my parents about this, but I think I might be gay. If the teacher just says something like, well, I happen to be gay and it turned out, and I turned out fine. They can't, the idea is that that's a crime and they're only doing that because they want to have sex with the kid. It's like, I will never be able to wrap my mind around how dark and evil they think the world is.
I know.
It's just,
And then they do everything to perpetuate that, you know,
yeah.
to actively make it more dark and evil, because it's like they just can't grasp the concept. It basically just like, no, it's not because anybody wants to fuck these kids. It's because we just want to be nice to them. We don't want them to kill themselves. We don't want them to hate or kill themselves because of how they are. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Like, we just want them to be treated like people, you know, and they're like, no, something else is going on here. That doesn't, nobody cares about other people. It's bullshit. Yeah. You got to be up to something.
My wife grew up in Florida as a theater kid, and she taught theater camp, was a counselor to theater camp for a while. And she always has a story. It's like, she had like an 8-year-old kid in a musical theater, and he would come to camp and it wearing his mother's sequin belt. And she's like, if you think people aren't born gay,
right,
you should have to go to theater camp. It's like the I don't know what these people are fucking insane. And I was like, gross to like insinuate everybody who's gay as some sort of predator, when it's just like the one thing that was funny that came out of it was that State Senator Jeff Brandis, he was actually he was a Republican, ended up voting against the bill because of a basic sense of fairness, but fairness in a really funny way, because what he tried to do to alleviate the concerns of opponents, he would have broadened the legislation to prohibit all instruction of any sexual topics in an attempt to eliminate concerns with LGBTQ advocates that the bill stigmatized members of the community. So basically, instead of to alleviate your concerns about how we're going to be outlawed talking about gay fucking, we're going to not talk about all fucking,
right.
Which is, forget sex ed. How are you going to teach biology?
Biology. I know. Like, that's the compromise they land on. It's like, they're just going to keep going until there's nothing left that it's okay in their minds for children to be taught in school other than just like the wrong version of the Civil War, I guess, and like fucking Fountainhead and stuff. I don't know. Like, I don't know what they're going to be okay with. I guess math will be okay for a while, but they're not super into math anyway. No. But I'm just saying, they'd rather just get rid of any kind of sex ed, like you said, just biology, any kind of sexual education whatsoever, than to acknowledge that gay kids are a thing. Fucking wild.
I think if they could charge the curriculum, you see how it go. You'd have start with homeroom / weapons training. First period is history 101. The Civil War was started by Jews.
Uh-huh.
And then periods 2 through 7 will be police academy.
Yep.
So that'll be all schools. So students are already planning mass protests. This isn't going to go the way they think. But can I just say, while our dumb industry, Disney has acquitted itself really gross here. Disney, of course, is a big presence in Florida, and they're still donating a ton of money to Republicans because it's about business. It's not about ideology. And they said, like, yeah, we're not going to stop. This is their defense themselves. Like, we're not going to stop donating to all these candidates. But what we'll do is make more inclusive content. Now, when conservatives complain about woke capitalism, I think they're correct to complain about it. Their complaints are the wrong fucking direction, because the idea that we'll still do evil, but we'll put a rainbow flag on it is not the balanced thing you think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to keep actively supporting these overtly homophobic and dangerous politicians. But, you know, we're thinking about making Snow White a lesbian. So sit down and shut the fuck up. Okay. We got it covered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and by the way, fucking horse shit. I just assumed I did that on one of my individual Patreon things this week. I look at like what's going on in real time. I don't know what I'm about to be reading on Twitter, and I find it out and talk about it. And I saw the Disney thing, and my immediate assumption was that like they just donate to pretty much everybody to try to have any given politician in their pocket, because that's what you do, is buy politicians, and you can't not do that because then somebody else might buy them, you know. So it's like, I'm not surprised. Any corporation, I'm never going to be surprised by them doing some evil shit, but for them to like then double down on it or try to swerve it or whatever by then saying we'll just make more gay stuff, okay, it'll be fine, definitely ups the asshole factor for Disney.
We'll make Yeah, we're gonna donate to people who are trying to herd you into camps, but we're gonna get an extra season of High School Musical: The Series. So there you go.
It's not a done deal yet. It passed the Florida Congress, but that means it still has to be signed by the governor. And who's the governor of Florida again? Remind me. Is he the type of guy to sign something like this? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think he's precisely a big enough asshole to sign this. Because not only is he hypothetically mean to kids in this bill, he was interpersonally mean to kids just a couple days ago. Check out this video.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we got to stop with this COVID theater. So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous.
All right, fine. Like, who can let the kids wear their fucking masks?
I know he then at the end is like, if you want to wear it, fine, but it's like, what happened to personal freedom, man? Like, if someone wants to wear a mask, shouldn't that be their God-given right to do so? Like, if he's not inside the bill, if that school hasn't mandated mask, which of course I would not have a problem with, but if that was the case and he was like, this is all bullshit, I would fully expect that. But if any given college student just chooses to wear a mask, it's pretty goddamn big government-y of you, in my opinion, to tell them, hey, take that shit off, because I'm the governor and I say so.
I'm just the governor of Florida yelling at a 19-year-old community college for a student because I have power. But like the thing that my takeaway from that is, you're worried about him becoming president. I do not think he has the fuck. Like, Trump would have done that, but it would have been funny, and it would have been delivered softer, right? He knows how to be an asshole, and he would have gotten the content, and it would have been, and it would have went viral, and people would have been mad at Trump for it, but it would have seemed kind of lame. But like the one thing, Matt grabbed this still frame. This fucking aide. Check out this dude's face. This is the face of a whole political movement. Have you ever seen a more smackable face in your entire fucking life? Like, dude, somebody please go fuck this dude's wife. That's just an aside. But yeah, people did think this was funny. Namely, Laura Ingraham. She thought this was the best comedy bit she'd ever seen in her life. If you have that, actually, you don't have to play if you don't want. I mean, if you got it, if you have it, Matt. Yeah, here we go.
No, Raymond, the best is Ron DeSantis saying those kids, get your masks off. I love that. People are all upset about Ron DeSantis today. He's like, take your mask. You look ridiculous. Someone has to tell these kids to push away the, you know, all of the brainwashing that they've been subject to. No, Raymond.
Dude, so these people are already insufferable, and I can't remember the specifics right now, but them pulling off that one bit they did that one time a few months ago, those two specifically, that's like the worst thing that's ever happened, because they like they're so up their own ass now. We've had so many clips since then of them just guffawing. They remind me of like people I used to work with in offices who were like, they're like, we like to have fun. And like everything they say, they laugh at, even though it's not actually a joke or anything. Be like, you know, I went to the grocery store and they didn't have any apples. And they all laugh. And you're just sitting there like, what the fuck is happening right now? And like, they're all convinced that they're so funny. That's exactly what is going on here. And that's, I can't get with that at all.
When we're talking about like the Florida don't say gay bill, like the funny thing to me was like, one thing conservatives are typically right about, or from the libertarian wing anyway, is when you make a law, it's going to have a bunch of unintended side consequences, right? And I bet this don't say gay bill is going to have a bunch of weird shit. You're going to have a teacher who Bible thumps telling kids not to be gay, and a kid's going to sue him and win because the law says he can't say that, and conservatives are going to get mad about it, right? Like, I was thinking about, there was a case years ago where this Kansas billionaire married a much younger woman. This woman happened to be a trans woman. His kids sued saying after he died, saying she wasn't entitled to her inheritance because two men can't marry and she was born biologically a male. Kansas Supreme Court ruled in favor of them, but that legal ruling had the effect of basically legalizing gay marriage for people who transitioned all the way around. So if you're born a woman, became a man, you could now marry a man in the state of Kansas. Yeah. And the Kansas Supreme Court was like, wait, hold up.
Hit them with that Uno reverse card, baby.
Yeah, draw four, bitch. So I was thinking about that. Like, this is another case of people trying to meddle in shit they don't fucking understand out of Idaho. And I want to just, let's present this as a dumbass, because I think a real dumbass here is this adult's kid for thinking his mom could speak at a school committee meeting and he'd still survive high school. Because I want you to hear this quote before we get into the actual story. Throw it up on the screen if you got it, Matt. This school does not teach our children how to do oral sex. The school does not need to teach our children how to do oral sex, she said. That's my job.
Whee-wee. That's just so, a good Christian lady right there, Mark.
Hey, Joey, your mom sucks your dick. Hey, that's,
imagine yeah. that. Imagine being the kid whose mom said, listen, I'll teach them how to suck dick at the fucking school board meeting when you get back to class on Monday, bro. That is brutal right there. But at least this lady's backing it. Like that thing we were saying earlier, it's like they don't want anybody to parent these kids. I mean, yeah. obviously she's like, no, I'll do it. Okay. Yeah. I will teach them to fucking work the balls, all right? I'm willing to accept that responsibility, okay? Because that's my job as a mother.
So that's a story from Idaho where there was a hearing in front of a House committee where they're trying to basically make it so librarians could get jail time for handing out quote-unquote harmful books. When we talk about unintended consequences, this librarian lady really hit for me. She stood up at the meeting and said... She said, excerpts, his name is Aaron Kennedy, a librarian from Boise. She said, excerpts from books be taken out of context. And to prove her point, she used, of course, a quote from the Bible, nice. From the book of Ezekiel. This is from the Bible, which apparently a librarian in Idaho could go to jail for releasing, for giving to a kid, because it says, quote, there she lusted after her lovers, whose genitals were like those of donkeys and whose emission was like those of horses. So you longed for the lewdness of your youth when in Egypt your bosom was caressed and your young breasts fondled, she read. So there's your Bible porn for the day.
That's pretty steamy. Steamy donkey talk here. Steamy Bible donkey talk here on the Fuse. Matt, look for some comments and stuff and throw them up there. Yeah, this lady, she's after my own heart here because I used to be that type of asshole. Not she wasn't being an asshole. She's doing it in a perfect scenario. But I used to literally keep a list of like crazy Bible verses in my phone, so I could like, you know, be the atheist prick or whatever at the party or agnostic. Either way, just the non-believer, you know, dirtbag who would be like, yeah, well, what do you got to say about this? And then hit them with something where, you know, the Lord said slavery was cool or whatever, that type of thing. So yeah, I like where her head's at. Like this verse, I've heard it before, those reasons. April Pope Man, everybody from Facebook says, oh God, I live in Boise. We make the news again for the wrong reasons. Yeah, it'd be like that. I love y'all's potatoes, though. Yeah. Now, I've been to Boise. Right. It's fucking beautiful. It's a great, great town, in my opinion. But a lot of the places that make the news for dipshit reasons, real pretty, you know? Well, that'd be beautiful April, country we got. Just filled with assholes, you know.
April, tell you the good news is tell your neighbors if you know anyone who needs some dick sucking lessons, I know a lady.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Toby, have you been following Bob Trump's AG, Bob Barr's book tour?
Yeah, a little bit. Hang on. Jen Ferguson from Facebook says, replying to Trey, steamy Bible donkey tonk. Steamy Bible Donkey Talk is a good band name. Yeah, it's not bad. I turned that into Donkey Tonk at the end, which is not a bad band name either, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like some like a parody honky tonk band. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Donkey Tonk. I can get into that. Anyway, I saw Barr was going on the Today Show for his first interview in forever or whatever. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, so he got a book coming out then.
Yeah.
And because that's how that goes. Go ahead. I think I know the thing you're about to bring up, but go ahead.
Well, he's doing the normal stuff saying, of course, Trump's a crazy lunatic. He did all he could to restrain him. Also, he'll definitely vote for him again if he gets the nomination. Yada, yada, yada. But the part that killed me was he recounted a scene in the Oval Office where Trump went on and on about how saggy his jowls were and how fat his face was, but he should not lose any weight because then his jowls would get even more saggy because his skin would be loose.
Yeah. He was basically like, you're so fat right now that it keeps your skin tight because it ain't got nowhere else to go because of all the fat under there. So if you lose, and it's a great look for you, you're pulling it off. If you lose any weight though, all those jowls, they're going to go south. You're going to be sagging. Not going to be good. Not going to be good, Bill.
Like, that's what someone who's
the president of the United States at the time was telling you.
Also, Trump's the guy who thinks that you have a finite amount of energy in your life, like a battery, and exercise uses it up. Like, I do want to say here, someone whose weight has yo-yoed a lot in his adult life, that's not how skin works. If you lose weight, your skin will usually tighten up. And if it doesn't, they got creams and surgeries for that. So it's not
also like. how does he think Bill Russell is alive? You know, I just picked the first like ancient athlete I could think of. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like anyone who everyone knows exercised a lot, who then becomes old, you would think that's all it would take for him to realize, oh, that's completely fucking ridiculous. But I don't know what I'm doing.
I think the takeaway is that if Bill Russell hadn't played all that basketball, Trey, he'd live to be 250.
Oh, right. I guess you're right. I didn't think about that. But yeah, he wild now. Wild. Yeah. The former president there. And perhaps and future president. Who knows? Lord, I hope not.
I wanted to this was suggested as a dumbass by a skewer named Nancy Fraser. It didn't strike me as funny as it is gross, but so I did want to share it because it's fucking ridiculous. And I'll read the headline first. When I read the headline, I need you to know that what he actually said is worse than this headline. Michigan GOP doesn't disavow candidate who suggested rape victims, quote, lie back and enjoy it. This is a guy who's running in a special election for a state house district, and he's definitely going to win.
Yeah, so he's about to win. He's a Republican running. Where was it? Wisconsin? Is that where that was?
Michigan.
Michigan. And like you heard what he said. The guy said rape victims should just, quote, lay back and enjoy it. And Mark said it's actually even worse than it sounds. And you're thinking that cannot possibly be true. But it is true, isn't it, Mark? Because what was the full quote? You're not going to fucking believe it.
having three daughters, and I tell my daughters, well, if rape is inevitable, you should lay back and enjoy it.
What the fuck, man? Like, and the article's got like Michigan GOP, like state level GOP people, like condemning this dude, but he's still, like Mark said, he's probably going to win, and then he'll be in office, and then, you know, they'll be fucking voting the same way on everything and doing all that shit. But, like, these people, man, it is wild. It's wild how truly fucking out there they be.
If you happen to live in Michigan, and when you go to vote in a couple weeks or whatever, and you want to know who not to vote for on the ballot, this guy's name is Robert R.G. I don't know if it's Regan or Reagan, spelled R-E-G-A-N. So what a fucking nightmare. Who tells his daughters? Ugh.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're about to get out of here. Remember, y'all, like and subscribe and share and all those internet things you're supposed to do. I barely got it in under the wire this time. You go to wellreadcomedy.com if you want to see me on tour. And we have started a Patreon. Go to weeklyskews.com/more. Or just look for me on Patreon and you'll find it. We got two bonus episodes up so far. We're doing another one this week about Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar and his ilk and how buddy-buddy they have gotten with literal white nationalists and how they don't seem to be too interested in hiding that fact from anybody. So going to be pretty wild. It'll be a good time. We got plenty of other fun stuff in store as well. So, yeah, check us out on Patreon. Keep coming back. Keep coming back. We'll keep coming back. We love yous, and I guess that'll do it. Say goodbye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.